I know one guy who would appreciate it. He is Twitter co-founder Evan Williams, who recently stepped down from the CEO post to resume a role in programming and product development. Evan, welcome to OTM.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. I'm a fan.
So, you know, I have friends who are real social media experts who insist that I tweet regularly. And I know we as a show tweet regularly because our development people tell us you got to tweet. And we do have a lot of followers and we do try to foster a conversation. Tell me again what we're getting out of this.
Well, it depends. Everybody gets different things out of it. A common myth is to use Twitter, you have to tweet. And in fact, for most people, it's just about tapping into these information sources. But for someone like yourself, it's a way to keep your listeners and fans connected in between shows. You being in media and having a platform already, it's probably less obvious that this is a real profound thing. But for other types of people and businesses, it is actually a communication channel that they've never had before.
Now, Evan, it will surprise you not at all that we tweeted to our followers that you would be on the show and solicited them for suggestions for questions. Here's my favorite, quote, ask them, why does Twitter's infrastructure feel about as stable as a drunken idiot being fingerprinted on cops? Can you tell me what is involved in harnessing the bandwidth and the server capacity and the peaks and load and so on that keeps Twitter afloat, except when it isn't?
It's obviously extremely complicated. We have 100 people and thousands of servers and other equipment dedicated to running Twitter and keeping the tweets flowing. Sometimes that breaks down. You know, it's a high priority for us to keep it going, but it's never been done before, so we're still working out the kinks.
Complex and expensive, I gather. And yet, virtually no revenue. To date, you've been paying the bills with venture capital. But you have roughed out a business model. Tell me where the money's going to come from, how the advertising will look, what's going to pay for this killer app of all killer apps.
First, I'll tell you how we think about revenue and why we've taken a while to develop that part of the business. It's simply because we think the long-term value of Twitter is going to be in building the largest and most valuable network possible. And so all of our time over the last couple of years has gone into building the best technology and product we can. Earlier this year, we just started building the revenue-generating portions of the network, which is an advertising platform. And we wanted to do that in a way that was very organic to Twitter and didn't seem foreign or in any way clash with how people were using the product. And so we have what we call promoted tweets and promoted trends. Basically, we give companies the ability to give visibility to a topic. And when people click on it and they see a tweet from that advertiser.
You mentioned your determination not to change the organic experience, but how do you make sure that the charm and the utility of Twitter doesn't become contaminated by pay-to-play because there isn't enough segregation between promoted and organic results?
Well, first of all, we only have one promoted tweet in any set of search results, and it's clearly marked as promoted. But we also measure the engagement on the promoted tweet, and if people aren't either replying or retweeting or clicking on a link, we take that as a signal that it's not very interesting, and then we'll stop showing it. For example, the other day, the Washington Post bought a promoted tweet. They actually bought the trend election, which a lot of people were searching on, and that got about a 9% engagement rate for people who saw it, which to us, that's orders of magnitude higher than most advertising on the web.
In fact, let me put that in perspective. The click-through rate on a display ad across the internet is substantially less than 1%. And they're clicking through the links that take you to the Washington Post website, right?
They're engaging in some way on Twitter or going to the website. And it's because that was relevant information for what they were searching for from a trusted source.
In a recent interview with my colleague Abby Clausen of Ad Age, your successor, Dick Costolo, said that revenue growth is likely to be roughly equivalent to the growth curves of Google and Facebook. But Evan, ad revenue isn't an entitlement. I mean, it has to make sense for marketers. Why are you so confident that just because Twitter is world-changing that there's money to be made?
the nature of Twitter as an information network is extremely valuable for anyone who wants to get a message heard by lots of people. And obviously, that's what advertisers pay for. In many ways, it's more natural than other mediums on the web because people are opting in to information, oftentimes commercial information. Dell Computer is one of the first big businesses to use Twitter and has reported selling millions of dollars worth of goods over Twitter. If that commercial value exists, then there's no doubt that we can make that work better both for businesses and for users, and our company can profit from that at the same time.
Twitter is an astonishing utility right this second. Do you have any sense that it isn't quite what it eventually will be, that there's just one more element or one fewer that's going to make the difference?
With 100 million tweets flowing through the system on a daily basis, there's something for everyone, but the real challenge is finding the most valuable stuff for you. That may be an alert from a business about something you want to buy. It may be something from a friend. It may be something in the news. And finding that and doing that in real time is incredibly hard, but that is where the real value is going to come from. We really want to make Twitter the source of information that you check several times a day on your mobile phone. I think right now Twitter does that in the best cases, but we have a long way to go to make that really valuable.
All right. Evan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Evan Williams is the co-founder and former CEO of Twitter.com.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.